Takavalos, Paragalos, Mishnah above, Adam ain't a Matame, Achetete Nasha. A person would not be Matame as a mate until he actually dies. Ba'afilu Magriya, Ba'afilu Gose, and even if he were chopped up and cannot live long, and even if he was a Gose, who was very sick on the verge of death, even so, he's not yet considered a mate, he's still considered a Chai, would not be Matame. Zokek Le'yibom, Upaiter Minayibom. Somebody who's Magriyat or Gosef is still considered a Chai as far as Yibim is concerned. If he has a brother that died without children, and he was the only surviving brother, the deceased brother's wife still cannot be released and get remarried without Chalisa or Yibim. Even though the only surviving brother is on the verge of death, she still cannot get remarried to somebody else until she gets Chalisa or Yibim. And so too, somebody who's on the verge of death would pater his mother from Yibim. If his father died, and the only child is Maguyat or Gosei, the mother is Pater from Chalitza or Yibum, since she had a child, even though the child is on the verge of death. Umachro Bitruma, and a child that's on the verge of death, would allow his mother to eat Truma. If his mother is a Bas Yisrael, she's a non-Kohen, and married a Kohen, and her husband died, and left this one child that's on the verge of death, and they didn't, that a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen and her husband died, she can continue to eat Truma even after the death of her husband, as long as she has a surviving child from that husband. And even though the surviving child is on the verge of death, the mother can't continue eating Truma. And so too, a child that's Maguyat or Gosef would possible his mother from eating Truma. We're talking about a case where a Bas Kohen, a woman from the family of Kohen, married a non-Kohen, and her husband died. And the din is that if she has no children from her husband who's a non-Kohen, she can go back to eating Truma, just like she ate Truma before she got married. But if she has a child from her husband who's a non-Kohen, call to mind that that child is still alive, she cannot go back to eating Truma. And even if she has only one child from her husband who's a non-Kohen, and that child is Maguyat or Gosef on the verge of death, that child would not allow her to go back to eating Truma, caused by that child is still alive. V'chein behemo u'chayena metamen achetete nasha. So too, a behemo or chaya would not be metame as an avela until it actually dies, even if the behemo or chaya is on the verge of death, caused by that it did not yet actually die, it would not be considered an avela. Hutsu rashem afal pishim afarkasin tmeim. If the head of the Behemar Chai was knocked off, even though the Behemar Chai is still convulsing after his head was knocked off, it would be tame as an avela. Once the head is knocked off, it's considered a mate, even though it's convulsing. For example, the tail of a lizard that convulses even after it's cut off from the lizard. So just like the tail of the lizard, nobody would actually think that since it's convulsing, it's considered a chai, it's considered a living being, as it's just a tail. So therefore, it's certainly not a living being once it's cut off from the lizard, even though it's convulsing. So too, a behemoth or a chai that its head was knocked off, even though it's still convulsing, that doesn't mean it's considered a chai. It's considered a mace once the head is knocked off, even though it's convulsing. Second, all those parak, Aleph, Mishnah, Zayin, Ha'ivarim, Ein Lahem Shir, a limb, whether it's from a person or an animal, does not have a shear, does not have a minimum size of an atomic. Even though a maze or an avela or a shirt has a minimum size to be matame, that's only if it's only a piece of a maze or of an avela or of a shirt, but it's not a complete limb that has bas or gidim and atzamos, flesh, ligaments, and bones. But if you have a limb that has a bas or gidim and atzamos, in such a case, there is no minimum shear for it to be matame. Afilu pachas mikizayis min amaze. Upachas mikizayis min an avela. Even if you have an aver that's less than a kezias from a mace, even though normally a kezias is a minimum shear for a mace to be matame, but if it's a aver shaleh that has basar gidim v'atzamos, it would be matame even though it's less than a kezias and before she speak out. The same would be true if it's an aver that had become detached from a chai, it also would be matame. And if you have less than a kezias from a nevela, behemoth that died, which is an avela, and you have an aver shalem from that behemah, even if it's less than a kezayis, it would be metame, even though normally when a veil is only metame be kezayis. And so too, if you have less than a kadasha, less than the size of a lentil from a sheret, if it's a complete eber, it would be metame as a sheret, even though normally the minimum size for a sheret to be metame is an adasha the size of a lentil. In this case, if you have a complete eber from the sheret, it's metame, even though it's less than the size of a lentil.